pointers and everything now. That short space of time happens when you change places and do different things. Right, so we've got our living wall going on here, okay? It's a big wall, isn't it? Do you know what, folks? I think we're going to do the rest of that after church, okay? All right? Shall we stop now? Okay, because I've got something really good to coming now, okay, that you'll love to do as well, all right? I'll have a rest. Might as well. Great job. Fantastic. It's looking good. It's great to see you having such a good time. Right, Sam, what we're going to do is we're going to move this back to the corner, okay? Because we've got something else really exciting that we want to do this morning. Are we nearly there? Yeah. Okay. Oh, well done. Fantastic. Give these guys a round of applause. Well done. We're nearly there. Brilliant. So we've got our living wall. We've got our living stones. And one of the things I want to remind you as you look at that wall is we are all important. You know, a wall like that, if it's got some missing bricks, is incomplete, isn't it? And we need each other. And one of the lovely things that God does when we come into his family, he cleans us up, doesn't he? And turns us into wonderful new living stones. And when we're joined together like that, that's a very powerful picture that the Bible gives to us of just how precious you and I are to God. So we've got a really good visual reminder on our anniversary Sunday of how precious we are to God. So living stones was the first picture. Here's the second really exciting picture the Bible gives us to tell you that you are precious to God. The Bible describes us as the bride of Christ, which is a wonderful, wonderful picture of just how precious you and I are to God. And it's amazing how this picture of the bride runs right the way through God's story from very beginning to end. It comes way back in the Old Testament in Isaiah, where God says that I am your maker and you are my husband. Do you ever think about that? Men and women. Let's get our heads around this morning. So one of the things that we learn about the Bible is that in our relationship with God, God doesn't distinguish between men and women. We are all one in Christ Jesus, aren't we? So just keep that picture in your mind, okay? Your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. This wonderful picture of the bride of Christ. Jesus himself said in Mark chapter 2, how can the guest of the bridegroom, speaking about himself, fast and look miserable while he is still with them? So Jesus called himself the bridegroom. And John the Baptist in John chapter 3, speaking about God's people, he says the bride belongs to the bridegroom. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians, I promised you, speaking of God's people, to one husband, to Christ. And finally, in the book of Revelation, we have this wonderful picture of God's new city, the heaven as it is now, coming down out of heaven, joining together with God's creation, a new heaven and a new earth. And the picture is of a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And here you are in Revelation 21, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. So that's a very precious picture, which I want you to think about for a few minutes as we come towards the end of our service this morning. Because God is saying to us on this special anniversary Sunday, I want you to remember that you are precious to me. You're like a beautiful bride getting ready for her wedding day, coming down the aisle to meet her husband, where God's people become the bride and Jesus becomes the bridegroom. It's going to be the biggest wedding celebration that the world has ever known. And we've seen some big wedding celebrations recently, haven't we? Who's this? Yep. Harry and Megan, that's right, getting married. Here they are. This was a big, big wedding, wasn't it? And it was a fantastic sermon as well, wasn't it? People got very excited about the sermon, didn't they? Hey, great sermon. And of course, it was a great wedding day, wasn't it? And lots of people got to see Harry and Meghan getting married together. And there are lots of things that we need to think about when it comes to the royal wedding. Here's our preschool children enjoying the royal wedding. Look at that, having a street party out the back. How good was that, Ginny, wasn't it? And they had their own feast as well. Look at them all sitting around. Isn't that a lovely picture? Wow, celebrating that amazing royal wedding day. And there are lots of things that we need to think about when we terms of getting ready for a wedding. Now, have a think about this for a minute. If you're going to have a wedding, what do you need? Okay, let me get my microphone here, okay? What do we need? What do you think is the first thing we need?
A wedding invitation.
A wedding, can I have the microphone? A wedding invitation? Yeah, maybe before that. Let's go back a little bit. Let me give you a hint, shall I? A what?
Wedding ring.
A wedding ring. It kind of helps to have a partner in the first place, doesn't it, actually? Okay, so we're assuming we've got somebody to get married, so an engagement ring. What else might we need for a wedding?
Wedding clothes.
Wedding clothes, yep.
Somebody to marry.
Somebody to marry. Does make a big difference, doesn't it? Yeah, does make a big difference. What else might we need for a wedding? Yep.
Cake.
A cake? Have you spotted a cake in here today?
It's right there.
It's where?
There.
Right behind me. Yeah, we've got a cake today. Yep. What else, Charlotte? Your mind gone blank. That happens to me a lot, you know. An invitation, we do. And we've got some wedding invitations in just a few minutes. If you have a look in your seats again, you're going to find that you've got a wedding invitation. So I want you to hold the wedding invitation now, okay? Because we're going to be thinking about weddings and this wonderful picture that God gives us of his church as a beautiful, beautiful bride. And the Bible takes this picture of a wedding and uses it. Oh, look, we got some food as well. Nobody said food, did they? Hands up if you like a good meal. That's about seven of us this morning, okay? I prefer the desserts, don't you? Definitely like that, better than the first bit. Definitely, for sure. But the Bible takes this picture of a wedding and says, God says to us, you are precious to me. You are like a bride on her wedding day, getting ready to come down the aisle to meet her husband. That's how God sees his church, precious to him. And that wonderful picture of the end of time when Jesus will return and he will, in a sense, marry his church and we will be with him forever. Do you know the Bible even talks about the menu on that special day? That might surprise some of you, mightn't it? On this mountain, this is talking about the end of time when Jesus returns, in ways that we can understand because we like food, most of us anyway, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples. Look at this, a banquet of aged wine. Wow. That's going to upset some of you, isn't it? And delight others of you. The best of meats and the finest of wines. Isn't that lovely how God takes those lovely pictures of good things that we like to enjoy and says, actually, I'm going to give you a taste of what this amazing wedding day is going to be like. And uses food to help us to get a glimpse of it. And then something else really important comes. We've been talking about trusting this morning and Jesus being the cornerstone, haven't we? The Lord has spoken in that day. He will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad. And one of the reasons we're rejoicing today is because we trust in God. We've trusted in Jesus and we're celebrating our faith and we're celebrating our story. So somewhere you have got a wedding invitation, okay? So have your wedding invitation ready, because we need to say something really important about this wedding invitation. And here it is, that this wedding that the Bible speaks about, this invitation is for absolutely everybody. It is open to everyone. That's what God wants us to know. He wants us to be part of this amazing celebration. But you know what? We actually have to respond to that invitation. It's not an automatic entry to God's great wedding feast at the end of time. We need to make sure that we respond. And we respond by placing our trust in Jesus. And in a few minutes, I want you to fill that in. If you are following Jesus, I want you to fill in that invitation. Or maybe you're thinking to yourself this morning, you know what? I'm not really doing much to get ready for that day. And I'm not reading my Bible very much, and I'm not talking to God very much, but actually today I see that's important. So you're going to write your name in there as well. Or maybe you're here this morning and you've never actually said, you know what, I want to follow Jesus. I want to be part of this great celebration. I want to be part of this great day. And I need to respond to that this morning. Jesus is the cornerstone. I want to be part of that living wall, those living stones that we were talking about. So I want to encourage you to do that. You see, here's the exciting thing in one way. 1.9 billion people watch the royal wedding. That's a lot of people, isn't it? That's a huge proportion of the population of our world. But you know, this great wedding feast that the Bible talks about, everybody's going to get a glimpse of that. People who have ever lived, people who are present now, people who are yet to be born. But the Bible makes it clear that only those who've responded to this invitation get to go to this amazing banquet. So we need to think seriously about that, don't we, on our anniversary Sunday, because that's a celebration we would not want to miss out on. So I want you to do that. I want you to fill in your invitation, okay? I want you to say, that's what I want to go to, okay? I'm a follower of Jesus. Write your name down, okay? Now, maybe you're thinking this morning, actually, I'm not talking to Jesus very much at the moment, and I actually need to do a better job here. And maybe you're saying, actually, I'll write my name in for that reason. So we might be writing our name in for different reasons this morning. Or maybe you're here this morning, you're thinking, actually, I want to follow Jesus for the first time. Write your name in, okay? So what we're going to do is write our names in. We're not going to collect them this time. What we're going to do is we're going to post them through the letterbox here as we go out at the end of our service in just a few minutes. But we're going to have a bit of fun before we finish this morning, okay? But this has got a bit serious at this point, and it is serious things that we're talking about. But we want to have a bit of fun as we come to the end of our service, and in a few minutes we go through for lunch. So we're going to have our own wedding. You look totally nonplussed by that. So I'm going to try it again. We're going to have our own wedding. Hooray! Yes, that's more like it. So we need some more volunteers, okay? So the picture is of the church as the bride of Christ, okay? God sees us without gender in that sense. So this picture of the bride of Christ, men, you've got to get your head around this a little bit. It means that you are part of this picture of the bride of Christ, which means we're going to stretch things a little bit this morning. So, who wants to be involved in my wedding this morning? Not marrying me, by the way, okay? Just to make that really clear. I've already got one wife, okay? All right, who wants to be involved in a wedding this morning? Yep. And I think we need a few adults as well, don't we? Because it's kind of representative of the whole church. So we've got Sam and Helen already volunteering, okay? Chris, I think you could do it too, actually, because you are definitely... And Andrew, I think you could do it as well. So come on up the front, okay? I've got some great props, okay? So here's what we're going to do, okay? We're going to get ready for the big day. And Jeannie's going to help you. We're going to go back down the end of the aisle, okay? We're going to stand and sing a song while they get themselves ready. And then we're going to have our very own wedding procession down the church, okay? Pardon? We're going to go right down the back. No, the stuff's all here, actually. But you could take it all down the back, couldn't you? Brilliant. Even better. So there's the bags. Jeannie's in charge. You follow Jeannie, okay? We're going to sing, we're going to have our wedding procession, and we're going to cut the cake. So no expense spared this morning, okay? So let's stand, shall we, to sing a lovely song that reminds us that everyone is invited. Boldly I approach the throne. Great song for us to sing as we come towards the end of our service. So let's stand up, let's sing as our musicians lead us. Thank you, folks. Bye. Well, let's sit for a minute, shall we? There's something very exciting happening at the back of our church at the moment, and I can see what's happening, which is great. One of the reasons why I love doing weddings, actually, because I always get a great view down the aisle. Let me remind you what we've been learning this morning. We've been learning that we are precious to God. We are like living stones that are being built into a living house as we come into a new family. We've been reminded that we are the bride of Christ, an incredibly precious picture of how God sees us this morning. And we've been reminded too that when we come to faith, we are born into a new community, a whole new kind of family. And we sit this morning as brothers and sisters in Christ around us. We are part of a new family. And that wonderful picture of the bride of Christ, I thought we'd just enjoy that this morning, okay? As we have our wedding procession in just a few minutes. And you know what happens at a wedding? You stand up, don't you, as the bride comes in. And Pam, I'm going to ask you in a few minutes to come and cut our cake, which we're going to enjoy over tea and coffee in a few minutes. So we're starting to celebrate, okay? It's okay to relax, all right? And celebrate and smile and enjoy this next little bit, okay? As we get just a little snapshot of the bride of Christ, men and women, this wonderful picture. And of course, we need a bit of music, don't we, to make that work. So let's see if we can organise a little bit of music as well. All right, Seth? Are we ready down the back? Excellent. Right. So we're going to walk really slowly, okay? As I always do at these weddings, okay? Because people run down the aisle normally because they're so excited. So let's stand up, shall we? Here's a little bit of music. Here we go. Sam, you're looking good. Bride of Christ. Look at that. Fabulous. Brilliant. You need to come round here. Okay, keep walking round here, all right? Keep walking down here. That's it. Keep walking, and we're going to stand in that corner, okay? I think Chris has chickened out, actually. Where's Chris? Oh, he's run home, actually. Fantastic. Brilliant. Well done. Now, where's Pam? Well, let's give these guys a round of applause, okay? Right, let's remain standing, shall we, okay? I need some help here, actually. Rosie, could you take the knife out of my hand, please? That'd be really helpful. Carefully, okay? Thank you. Pam, you're going to come and cut our cake, okay? Here we go. Fantastic. Yeah, go right the way down. Right the way down. Fantastic. Thank you. Well done. Don't go. Wait. We want to honour you as our remaining founder member this morning, okay? So we've got some flowers for you that we'd like to give you this morning as our remaining founder member. Brilliant. We're going to sing one more hymn, okay? There we go. Give a clap. We have Pam a round of applause. Fabulous. Great. Lovely. We're going to sing one hymn, which is often sung at weddings. I'm delighted that Terry's here as well. Terry's going to close our service in prayer in a few minutes. So we've done really well today. We've got Pam as our original founding member. Marilyn is the next longest. Terry is the next longest, all taking part in our service today. So Pam, we're going to sing. We're going to close our service in prayer with Terry, and then I'm going to just give you a few announcements about how we do lunch today, okay? So if you feel a bit uncomfortable, Andrew, wearing the veil, you can take it off in just a few minutes, okay? Let's remain standing as we sing. Yep. If we could cut the music, that would be great, yeah. Thanks, Terry. There's a microphone just at the desk. Thank you.
Let us pray. Father God, we do give you thanks for the joy of today as we look back on 60 years of worship, of praise, of service, of prayer. 60 years of being a light. First a light in the lane, and then a light across many parts of this country, and then Europe, parts of South America, Asia, Africa, the Middle East. Lord, continue to build this church. Give us a passion to continue to learn to be true disciples of you, to see ourselves encouraged, to encourage one another. And we thank you above all for the invitation to the wedding banquet. Lord, we give you thanks for what you have done. We give you thanks for what you will do in the years to come, in the life and the work and the witness of this church. We offer these prayers in Jesus' name, and we wish to go in the peace that you give to us and that we share with one another. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Terry. Do take a seat, okay? A few instructions that are...